Life just changed for students in Neo Deschet in southeast Kansas. A rich alumnus will pay for college tuition anywhere, up to the price of the most expensive state school, the University of Kansas. He wants to save his small, shrinking hometown, but as Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports, it won't be easy.
The offer of free tuition isn't just for the class of 2020. It's good for the next 25 years at least, maybe decades beyond that. It took time for all that to sink in with the town's 300 middle and high schoolers at the big reveal in their auditorium last week. A stage full of adults took turns at the podium telling them all sorts of details, keep up a 2.5 GPA, yada yada, but the magnitude finally hit home. There was cheering, hugging, huge smiles from the senior class seated in the front rows. Kids can use this offer for a bachelor's degree, for community college, technical college, wherever they see their future. For Deja Pouncil, it's Wichita State University, an hour and a half away. She wants to study dental hygiene and Spanish.
I'm still in shock right now. I've been really saving up for college. I know most of my classmates have been also saving up, working real hard, and this is just a real relief off of our shoulders.
Now, the program has two goals. Obviously, help teens like Pouncil, but also bring people to Neo Deschet. Families with kids thinking long-term about how expensive college will be. They'll have to live here to get that tuition someday. This town isn't the first place with what's often called a promise program, but the programs tend to be in larger places. Like Kalamazoo, Michigan. It has 75,000 people, a large university, and a major craft brewer. Or El Dorado, Arkansas, 18,000 people. It's a regional hub with oil and tourism industries. Neo Deschet, it's got 2,300 people and some manufacturing. Still, hundreds of people commute to it for work in those plants. Like this one, Cobalt Boats, where workers are building the hull of a luxury motorboat.
So this process just gets repeated, layer by layer, resin and glass are applied.
Shane Stanfill is the president. Maybe more of his employees will move here to take advantage of the free tuition, and others would follow.
And with that, they'll need jobs, and that will also help us to get, you know, find the right people to work for us.
Yet, Neo Deschet leaders admit their town barely has any suitable housing for more people to move in. It's the same story all over rural America. Lots of old houses in bad shape that are tricky to renovate, and it's surprisingly expensive to build new ones. The city struck a deal with a rural housing company to help, but Neo Deschet's scholarship may just bring people from other towns that are also shrinking. That'd be a win for Neo Deschet's tax base and schools, but then what?
There's clear reason for skepticism about whether it'll work or whether it will get population growth.
Matthew Sanderson is a sociologist at Kansas State University who studies rural issues.
There's a very real possibility here that it's sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
To spur real growth, he says, Neo Deschet's offer will have to attract more employers and new jobs, neither of which is easy. The man behind all this is Ben Cutler. He remembers a thriving Neo Deschet when he grew up here in the 50s and 60s. He left for an Ivy League education and retired after a very profitable career in the insurance industry.
I don't think any of us that have been working on this scholarship program now, I've been working on it for a couple of years, think that this is going to be easy. This is going to require some heavy lifting on the part of the school, on the part of the community, on the part of the businesses here.
Sanderson, the professor, is curious to see if Neo Deschet can pull it off. He's never seen a town like this one try to reinvent itself in this way. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Neo Deschet.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio that reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.